Welcome to the Talk Over podcast, a conversational platform for the DJs, by the DJs, brought to you by Double and Stylus.
Swag.
Tune in every week to hear us talk about all the things we see, hear and experience as DJs. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel at youtube.com/talkover or follow the Talk Over podcast page on Spotify.
I actually used to have a controller.
Controller.
So I bought one.
You bought a controller?
Yeah, but I only kept it for about 2 weeks.
Because you realised how terrible it was.
And I bought it for radio purposes. So I wanted to use it as like a trigger pad. And then when I was actually at the desk controlling.
Yeah.
Driving the faders, as they say. I used to have it on the left. So if I wanted to play any external songs, I could just use it on that. And then use the sound effects as well.
It's an interesting conversation because
it's a long conversation.
It's definitely a long conversation, and it's a conversation that possibly doesn't have an answer. I don't know if looked down is the right way to put it, but I don't think I've ever given the right amount of respect to DJs that turn up in the club with a controller.
Mm-hmm.
I know quite a few people that do it, and actually I know a couple of DJs, out of respect, I won't like call their names out, but that have reverted from people that used to be turntablists,
yeah,
and then they were sick on CDJs, and now just because it's easy for them, they turn up on with a controller. Now, I've always felt a certain way, a bit like, not that it's not real DJing, but it's a controller, bruv. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just buttons. This is how I feel about it, right? I've kind of changed slightly, but I've always felt a bit like, it's just buttons. It's like a big Xbox control pad.
It's buttons. And like, you can look at it that way. But then it's also an involvement of technology, isn't it?
Yeah.
So like,
and well, the reason,
because we're anciently old and we came through on like vinyls and turntables to see where it's at now, like the distance between the two is mental. Like now it's an all-in-one controller, decks built in, sound effects built in, everything built in, beat counter, auto sync, everything built in. Like, I just think it's a different time. Like, that's all it is, isn't it? Like, technology's progressed so far. Whether it makes them lazy or shit, like,
I think I've always personally felt a certain way because I never reverted to CDJs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, so you're like, okay,
from
so
vinyl,
you've never used CDJs.
From using real vinyl, when I started using Serato, I kept with the turntables.
Mm-hmm.
And even to this day, if a club, I'll contact the club, you know, if it's a club that I haven't played at before, if they don't have turntables, 9 times out of 10, I'll bring mine with me and plug them in. And so I will always do, the only exception is if I'm doing like 1 hour sets, because I don't want to make things complicated for the DJ on before me or after me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah,
most of the time, shouts to CJ Beats because he's always willing to use the turntables after me or before me.
Yeah,
or whatever.
That's the one, bro.
But
come on.
Most of the time, the DJs either use a controller or CDJs. So if I'm just doing an hour set, I won't bother with the finals. But I don't know, I've slightly changed because I use dicers now, have done for a couple of years. So when I was using the dicers, I realized obviously that's the cue points at your fingertips.
Yeah.
And so I see, okay, now with the controller, you've got the Jazzy Jeff put an interesting post up because he's been endorsing this new the new Pioneer controller. You've seen the post, right?
Yeah, I've seen the post, but I've not looked into the actual controller yet. So let's have, should we pick this
apart? I don't know the technical stuff. Again, I've stayed out of controller land.
I've used them. I know how to use them.
I haven't.
And
that's mostly because I've got no interest. I don't use CDJs unless I have to.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've
got no interest in getting involved in a controller. Yeah, Double's not moving with technology, man.
But
he's happy.
I have changed. No, I am moving with
technology.
I've got Serato DJ 2.0 Pro.
Jeez.
So,
come on.
I don't look down on DJs that use a controller anymore because I do just see like, it's just evolution.
Mm-hmm.
And Jazzy Jeff made a good point, actually. He was saying, he's got a huge caption on his post. It's definitely more than 140 characters. Basically,
that's Twitter, by the way.
Yeah. I know he's on Insta. This one's on Insta. He was basically saying, so basically Pioneer have asked Jazzy Jeff to help out with a new scratch feature on one of the new controllers. What does he call it? Oh, this is such a long post. It's called a pad scratch feature. I don't really know what it's supposed to.
That sounds like it's going to be some kind of scratch sample. Like, yeah, like pressing.
I get the impression that it's probably like you push a button and it makes a scratch.
See now
sound.
That to me, just off what you just said, that's pushing it a little bit.
Yeah,
but it depends what that feature does. I don't know the ins and outs of what that feature is, but if it is triggering scratch samples in some way or another,
yeah,
that's over the line for me.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
But as for controllers. But, I think DJs do so much now.
Yeah, so Jeff's basically defending himself. I think a lot of people, and they're probably the purists and the older generation, like the not new generation of people, but I think they're probably cussing him for endorsing a controller, saying that it's killing DJ culture, which is interesting. Like, I don't...
Well, it's not killing DJ culture, is it?
No.
How?
But I get both sides of it, yeah. So I get what it means is in the sense of... You're using a controller, the software has sync in it now. Basically, all you have to do is choose what order the songs you play in. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, and when to mix the next one in. You're not really doing anything else, I think, is the argument against this stuff.
Okay.
But...
No, I get that. If you're just going to a club and syncing every mix and you're not doing nothing, then that is a little bit...
But that's what a lot of these controller DJs are doing.
I don't know how often these kids are moving.
I've seen sync buttons and stuff, and there's the way I've seen it, right? I'll put it like this. I have never seen a DJ on a controller and thought, that was sick. I've seen DJs on CDJs. No, I haven't. And okay, so when you've seen it, was it down to the DJ's creativity or was it down to... I can push this button and this button and it does something cool.
I think to use it to its full potential, you got to have a bit of both. Because I see people use... shout out Jamie Hartley, by the way. He runs Crossfader, which is like an online company that like reviews stuff. So he does like new controllers and little videos on how to use all the features and all that. And my guy gets about controllers, mate. Like some IT whiz. Chopping beats, jumping around this, that, trigger, echo, flip, flap, blah, 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 blah. And he's doing it all like... So. Yeah, the buttons do a lot, but you still got to have half of it up here as well, because you still got to create shit on the fly. Like, what's I get that? Like a beat sync, you press a button, it mixes. But like the DJs that I respect that use controllers, they're using the sync because they're spending so much time and energy creating around the mix.
Yeah, but that's effects, different. Chopping. So they're using like acapellas and doing man. Other stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've never seen that. I have never ever seen a DJ with a controller come in and shell it down creatively. Like, it's always just been intro edits, 8-bar mixes. And I think that's where my perception of controller DJs comes from, because no one's blown my mind.
Okay.
Whereas I've seen turntable DJs and even to a certain extent CDJ DJs. No, not to a certain extent. I have seen CDJ DJs smash it. Like, come up with some next level creativity. Do you know what I mean? But I've never seen it on the controller.
I've seen it once or twice, man. A couple of times. But I see a lot online. So, like, they are out there. I don't have anything against it if they're using it in the right way.
So in terms of what Jeff was saying then, what Jazzy Jeff was saying, Saint Jeff, like, he's my pal.
Saint Jeff.
What Jeff
man
was
like
saying.
Man like Jeff.
My mate Jeff was saying, do you think that the way that the controllers are now, do you think it is killing off DJ culture then? Or... Is DJ culture just something completely different?
I just think the DJ culture is just evolving.
Yeah.
I don't think it's killing it off. I just think it's progressing. Everything moves forward. And it's like you say, you move with the times and you get left behind.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, there's DJs out here like yourself. There's DJs out there still doing it old school, doing the vinyls, keeping it original. And like, that's all probably always going to be there. But technology moving so quick now, man. It's easy to get lost in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, imagine where we're going to be in 3-4 years. Might not even be controllers. My man will just be wafting the hand over a deck and song comes on.
You know that, like, sort of technology exists. There's some friends of mine from Brighton. They're called The Chemists. And they have, I don't even know what the name of this instrument is, but it's like
a... put your hand over it.
Yeah,
like,
it's like
change
a...
Change the form of the music.
And, exactly, yeah, and yeah, they yeah, do yeah. that. They have a record
like
called...
like a physical chaos pad or something.
Exactly. They have a record called Stompbox that they use it for.
Sick.
And Bruno... He's the front man for them. He puts his hand over them and does all different stuff with it, and it makes all different kinds of noises.
Sick.
That could be the future. Oh, I tell you what, that's another thing actually that I saw. The the little chip that goes on, I can't remember what it's called, on the turntables. Did you see it?
It's like
the Bluetooth needle.
Yeah. So you can scratch without using the toe and arm.
That's what I'm getting into,
bro. Yeah, that's dope. The reviews of that have been very decent as well. See, but then that, it's not the same as a controller, but it's just an evolvement of what is already there.
A good evolution.
So everything is evolving. Like,
yeah.
Using a controller, great. I don't think that makes you a shit DJ. But it depends how you're using it. It's like you say, you don't see a lot of people technically going ham on these controllers. I've seen a couple of people do bits on these controllers, man, and I respect that. Or the DJs that do so much that the syncing stuff is needed because they're creating so much around it. Like, where DJing is at now? I don't know. It's kind of normal, isn't it? Like, back then it was two vinyls and a mixer and going boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. Now it's... But even then, you could get creative with the doubles and the tricks.
It's not nothing on where you can go now with it, though.
No, now it's different.
It's a totally different level. Now you're creating masterpieces on the fly, mate.
Yeah.
Triggering this, doing this, setting samples off, creating loops, chopping beats, everything. Like, so I'm not against it, man. But the scratch stuff that you just mentioned on this new thing, I don't know it yet. I'll check it out after this. But if it's what I think it is, that could be pushing it a little bit. But
the scratch
again,
pad.
Until I try it and play with it, like, is it going to be a pad where you can scratch on it and do a little thing, or is it going to be trigger scratch samples?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
We'll figure that out for the
next
one.
Doesn't it? Just literally just says a pad scratch feature. One thing that I did pick up on that he said. When they asked me to help out with the pad scratch feature, I did without hesitation for the culture. Because this is the thing that I liked that he said about it. I want the 10-year-old inspiring DJ to get a chance to learn. Now, I like that because I used to run DJ workshops a long time ago. And this is just as Serato was really becoming kind of the forward technology in the UK. Mm-hmm. In America, I think it was quite a few years before England. So I used to do the DJ workshops, and one thing I realized is when we were using the CDJs, it was a lot easier for the kids. And I'm at this point teaching like 14, 15 year old kids, okay. Right? And maybe sometimes a bit younger. It was a lot easier for them, and they picked it up a lot quicker when it was CDJs as opposed to turntables. And I think that was because they're at an age where vinyls are not being used at home. So that makes sense. So when I was a kid, my mum and dad used to have vinyls running in the house. Like I used to use turntables or a turntable to put a vinyl record on. My dad showed me that as a youngster. But I think these kids now is CD's age. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? And obviously my son, who's 5, he's just about in the CD age, but he's going to be more MP3s and streaming.
Oh yeah, 100%, man. By the time he's 16, I won't even know what a CD is.
I think those kids, and Jeff's point about the 10-year-old inspiring DJ using a controller to learn, I think that's a good valid point. That's a good place for them to learn. You can bang a controller in front of them and be like, these are the basics, mm-hmm. and show them what some of these club guys are doing now. And then show them what they could do.
Yeah.
And let them take the creativity to the next level. Like, I guess it comes down to like, here's the tool, now use it as best as you can. Some people will use it and go absolutely mental.
Yeah.
Like, and other people will just do the very obvious, very basic stuff, and they will just remain basic.
Yeah. I'm with you, man.
But
to be fair, if Jazzy's co-signing it, like, it's got to have something about it. Like, we're talking about Jazzy Jeff. We're talking about one of the kingpins of the DJ game, like one of the originals, Scratch Don, kingpin, pioneer. If he's co-signing it and putting his name to it, surely it can't be shit. Because like, if he's for the culture, about the culture, then he's doing it for the right reasons. Either that or money talks.
That's the thing. I don't know what his bank situation is.
Well,
like.
Exactly. But so Jazzy must be stacked, man. So you'd like to think he's doing it for, literally, like he says, for the culture.
I like to think so. I don't know him. Man. I don't know him well enough. I don't know him. Actually, I say I don't know him well enough. I don't know him at all. I nearly met him in Croatia, and then he drove off. Do you remember?
No. Remember just walking out.
Jeff, come back. But no, he says another thing. He makes a good point here, actually. Technology can't read a room, figure out what to play and when to play it, break new music. Like, I think that's quite important. I don't think enough people are breaking new music. So yeah, I like what he said in it, because he said, let's find this real quick. The other thing he said was, technology can't read a room, figure out what to play and when to play it, or break new music. And that's what it's really about.
Yeah, you can't program that stuff.
No.
You need a human brain to run that.
Definitely. It's interesting. So you're seeing, like, the controllers are there, and this is obviously the future, isn't it?
Is your opinion,
like,
going to change on it?
I don't think I... No, you know what? I don't think I will ever have a controller. I don't think I will ever use one in my day-to-day club, club DJing.
I'll never own one.
And that's
not now.
Because I love using turntables. I love scratching on vinyl. Love it. That's what I like to do. But I don't think controller DJs are shit unless they're shit.
Okay.
Unless they're just... If you're just turning up and you're just doing straight mix, like...
You got to take each DJ on its merit, man. Like, it's easy to just go out there and say, oh, you use a controller, shit, or you're cheating. Like, you got to take each DJ on their own personal merit. Like, are they holding down the club? Are they being creative? Are they mixing up? Are they using the controller to its potential?
Are you breaking new music as well?
Yeah, like, you can't just throw every... You can't throw them all under a bus just because they're on a controller. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, we could all just sit... Especially like when we're like a little bit older and came before all the technology, we could sit here and just be like, nah, dead. Not about it, not supporting it, not backing it. But I'm all about embracing the evolvement of it, man. I'm about it. Like I said, I won't have it personally. I won't have one. I had one for radio purposes, got rid of it. I would never get one back, but I'm not going to put the world to rights over them. It's each to their own.
I do like the evolution, but at the same time, I feel like it's breeding a generation of lazy bastards. I'm just going to be honest.
Not to an extent, and you're right.
It takes away the ability to do certain things. With the sync button, you're taking away the need to learn to beat match.
Yep, that's true.
Like, I'm not the type of person that thinks, well, if you can't mix two records on vinyl, you're not a DJ. Like, that's not true. But I do think a lot of this stuff where you're putting training wheels on everything.
Yeah. It's like DJing with stabilizers. We'll be right back.